Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. This is E. Garcia. You're broadcasting live here. Hope Ananda, you're on the other line there.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Awesome. I do apologize for the technical difficulties here. My computer was giving a little bit of a fit here. So we are all set and ready to go. Take it away.
My world, and I like having you here because I didn't have that like the brother sister thing going. I'm really excited to have you be a part of this grand awakening that we're going to bring to our show here tonight. I wanted to open the show with the song Born Again. If you I'm Born Again by Joey Preston. I really feel that that's where I'm at since that time of awakening is the love within. And so I didn't connect with you to do that. I'm going to do it the next show. We'll have open the show with that song. But I have some words from it. I put the lyrics down, and I just thought I'd just kind of open with that. And basically, the same as You, I'm Born Again by Joey Preston and Sarita. And it says, come bring me your softness, comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know, with you, I'm born again. Come give me your sweetness. Now there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again. I was half not whole, except if not reaching to this girl in need of one. Come show me your kindness as a anyway. In your arms I know I'll find you. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again. Lying safe with you I'm born again. Come bring me your softness, comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with me I'm born again. And then we go on with the same series of words, and then it says, I will talk my best, except with my reaching to this morning. Oh, no, come show me the kindness. You I'm down your kindness. Woman, don't you know with me I'm born again. I'm safer than I'm born again. And excuse me for my singing, but I love to friggin' sing, so I figured I'd have to open it that way. And for me, this is a really emotional song because I have reconnected with what I call the twin soul part of me that is my completion. And it's been quite a ride. And I really felt that I had to work through me all the issues to become clear to allow that energy to come through me. And that's basically what I want to talk about tonight. I don't know if we have any callers yet. But what I want to do for a little while is kind of talk about where I come from. I come from a place of knowing that I am is my reality, that what I
well. Ananda, I think we just lost your signal there. Hopefully we can get you back here fairly quickly. I'm not sure. I think your Skype is not working properly. So what I'm going to do is going to send her a little message here while we're waiting for her to get back on the show. We do apologize. Sometimes these things happen. I'm not sure why her signal is bad. Hopefully my signal is good. Text her here real quick. Technology, got to love it. And we lost you, sister. All right. For those of you who are trying to figure out what we're doing here, we're actually adding a new segment to our lineup. It's called the Love Channel, teaching Ananda Love. Basically, she'll be here on 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, starting today, actually. This is actually a test run show, so those of you who are listening, so we can get things out of the way, get the flow back. If you look on our different sites here, she has different Course of Miracles forum. She has CourseOfMiracles.com, the Renaissance Lady, and we're just doing a bunch of different things together here. So hopefully we get her back online here. She's in the middle of something right now, and she'll call me back here in a few minutes. But just hang on there briefly. We'll get back on track here. And for those of you who are not familiar with Insights Radio, we actually have different lineups of different folks. Monday nights we have With Insights. It's our lead show. And we have a show that talks about giving readings. We talk about holistic forums, all different things. So basically that's where we're at with that show. And then on Tuesdays we have Jenny Seek with Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. She actually has interviews people and talks to them and gives them readings from time to time wherever she's at. And then on Wednesdays we have Heather Tapia with Entrepreneurial Excellence, and I think Ananda's back on here.
Hello. Back can you on? Hear me good now? Did you guys hear me? Hello?
No, we are on.
All right.
You're clear to go.
What'd you hear me
say
last?
Your Skype went out.
What'd you hear me say last?
It's hard to say. I don't remember because it was kind of fading out.
All right. So what I was basically saying...
You were singing a song, I think. You were singing a song, I believe. That's the last thing I remember.
Okay. So I was singing with you on Born Again, which is really... very, very symbolic for me because I really have had that so-called twin soul experience. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, perfect. We can hear you loud and clear.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. And so what happened was I did, meet myself through a male, and that it took me a lot of work to get to that point in that stage of awareness that I was really the one that had to love me before I saw that outside myself. And I'm living it now. I'm living the dream come true in that I do have the perfect reflection of me. And, when I stay in peace and love and I meet that part of myself, there's magic. There's absolutely magic. And I believe that's what's being told in, the concept of heaven on earth, living heaven on earth. Anyhow, so what I want to do is I want to bring anyone that comes into my reality on this show to a place of understanding that they too have in them the potential to reach any height that they want to reach, and that I want to help remove the blocks to that. And for me, it had to do with me taking full responsibility for everything in my world. And I had to come realize that what I assumed in me would become realized in my world. And with that in mind, I'm ever vigilant for God and His kingdom. I keep my mind on God, and that's why I'm Ananda of Love. Anyhow, are there any callers that want to kind of ask any questions or whatever? Because we're not set up yet for me to do that.
Right. So. I think we do have a caller online. I'm not sure if they're just listening, but will see and pass them through and see if they want to speak to you.
All right.
Hello, caller 804-798. You're on the air. Did you want to speak with Ananda at all?
Oh, yes. Hi, good evening. My name is Hugh, I'm calling from Virginia. It's so nice to hear Ananda back on the air and that she's done so much work. And she's just amazing. I love her so much, and she knows that. And I'm glad, again, that she's worked through some things because I don't think she fully understood who I am, and I'm asking her to reconsider and reestablish communication because it is all about love, and it is understanding how to love yourself first and then rippling that out into the world. And if I didn't have Ananda in my life to listen to her and to slow me down and to stop me, I would not be empowered as I am today. So I'm so grateful forever, and I've told her that too. She's got my heart for eternity, but what I'm doing with my life right now is bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love, and I would just love if Ananda could reestablish communications to be a part of that whenever and however she sees her role in that. So I just wanted to make those comments and just say,
all right.
God bless you, Ananda, and thank you for coming back.
You had a picture of inspiration on your website saying, what was that inspiration that specifically said that what? The last thing that you had on your page, you remember what it was?
Are you talking to Helam or are you talking to Iggy?
Talking to you, hon. Remember you to Iggy. Remember that
Okay.
You had, what was that last the inspiration that you had?
The last one I just posted today?
Yes.
It says, do no harm, but take no shit.
And that's what I'm about to do. So please disconnect you, Frolson.
All right. It has been done.
I appreciate that. That has been a burden upon me, and that's why I stopped the last show, because this man has come into my reality to basically torture me. He has been stalking me. A part of me has been stalking me all these, over a year and a half now, causing a lot of chaos in my life. And I decided that I'm not going to allow anything that's not congruent with my peace and love to be in my life, because I really feel that it's about living in love. And that means when somebody says that it's not okay to come into my space, you have to honor that. And this man has not honored that. So it was an aspect of me that I know that I have to let go of for humanity. And so thank
Absolutely.
You very much for opening that much for me. I'm a little shook up because I don't want this kind of reality, because that's why I closed down my business line and also my last radio show. And that's not me. I'm living fear. I live in love. And so I'm not going to be frightened anymore from anyone that claims to be in love but really doesn't love enough to say, I'll leave you alone if you ask me to, you know? Anyway, so is there any other callers that are online?
No, not right now. We can continue
All
with
right.
for sure.
Okay,
we have disconnected. Sure, we're free to talk again.
What would you like to talk about? Do you have anything that's coming through that you want to work through?
Well, I think that's a good point there, you know, what you were talking about, how we sometimes impose things on people, and sometimes we either know we're doing it, or maybe we don't know we're doing it. You know, I've also had, you know, a situation like that where I maybe said something that rubbed someone the wrong way, and they said, you know what, that's your belief, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that's my belief, and I get that. And sometimes, you know, as light workers, we're so into our work that sometimes we don't understand that other people are not into the not where we're at quite yet, or maybe we'll never reach that understanding of what love is, or what understanding what it means to be someone's mirror or a teacher to someone. And that's kind of what been my lesson this week, you know, and last week, understanding that and trying to, because I got to this place where I was like, wow. They're over there and I'm over here, so it makes sense now. I mean, it took me a while to figure that out, you know.
And for
it's
me,
like when you're trying to convince...
Right, to try
yeah,
to convince yourself, really, that, you know, and people always say to me, but Ananda, you don't understand, it's not you. I believe everything that comes through me, at me, is me. But it's also a collective me in me, because I am really focused on bringing my world to love. So in that is every potential, unrealized or not. And what comes to me is usually because of my innocence, because I'm really so not about ego and about agenda and about really fixing a world. I'm here to clear me. Because when
right.
I truly clear me, I have the clear running waters. Like we had the other night when I called, you heard the running water in the background, which I thought was a beautiful metaphor, because
mm-hmm.
I've been working really hard on being a clean vessel for the better nature in me, or the higher nature, not good or bad, but it knows better than I do, an ego, what's right for the world, you know? So for me, I take responsibility for somebody imposing themselves on me, either directly or vicariously, you know? So
mm-hmm.
I really had a hard time for a year and a half trying to understand, why is this energy coming at me that's not in integrity? Because the one side is giving love and the other side is backstabbing all over, you know. I'm thinking that's really, you know, the polarity of love, because you have in that moment of pure love the potential of pure evil. And I didn't understand that until about a week ago when I was driving on the highway 95, which is I guess you know 95 in Ohio, don't you? Interstate 95? It's a really... Maybe
I don't know if I know in 95. No.
The main interstate from up north all the way down to Miami. And I'm going to go to my gym. And it's only, 2 miles from my house. And I'm about a half a mile before the exit. And all of a sudden, I feel this presence on the left of me, and it's a tractor trailer. I'm in the right lane, and I'm feeling him coming into the left lane. And with that, I move up to the taxi part so he can see me. As soon as I do that, he basically rears towards me and pushes me off. Literally, in my mind, I had to get off because he was coming into me. Whatever happened after that was supernatural because I don't know how I survived it. I don't know how the car didn't turn over. He went right into my lane. And I kind of woke up from the unconscious, supernatural state about a minute later, and I realized that was pure evil, that aspect of me was coming at me because of anger, because of fear, because of whatever. It wanted me gone. And I never, ever had that mindset in my whole life. But I was able to, in that moment, to see the polarity of love. And, I kind of gave it the benefit of the doubt. I said, well, maybe he's getting off this exit. He didn't. He continued onward in the right lane, flying, And it shook me up. It kind of showed me what parts of me have been trying to tell me for years. Ananda, you're not safe because you're so damn innocent. You're opening up to people with a heart that's bigger than the sky, not realizing that they have an agenda. And it might be your body, it might be your mind, it might be your intellect, it might be your spirituality, but that aspect of you is completely clueless. And anyway, so it really was a wake-up call. And now to have this man call again after a year and a half of begging him to please stop. I mean, he contacted my son's job, everybody, with all this insanity about me, and I don't have any idea why I opened up to it. So this show is for me, obviously, tonight. I mean, it always is. But so what do you feel about what I just shared with you? What do you feel for you? Can you relate to what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we I'm only speaking for myself, of course, but I think sometimes we invite people into our lives, and it's for learning. And sometimes when it's time for the learning to stop, we're not sure how to stop when it's time to graduate, when it's time to say, okay, I got it. I don't need any more of this. And I think maybe that's part of learning is to, own your own power, know how to stand in your own power, how to stand in your own light and, not feel like a victim, not feel like you're being abused. I heard what he was saying, but it's not what he's saying. It's what you're hearing and how you felt it. And quite frankly, if you don't feel well that way, you shouldn't have to feel that way at all. No one should ever feel like they have to, especially when they're calling your work and stuff and interrupting, interfering. I kind of had a feeling that was going to happen. I don't know why. Maybe somehow at a subconscious level we helped create a little bit because we needed to have maybe some closure or that next step to, move on. Because,
We do know it's about me. It's not about, I'm not a victim, you're not a victim. Whatever we bring in, we're bringing in. But to be vigilant, realize that as soon as you claim you're a victim, you become a victim. You actually become then a pawn in somebody else's reality because it is a relative mind that we live in. And everything we see is in relationship to what we feel about ourselves. And that's really what I wanted the show to be about tonight. So how I relate to me and my world is basically what I see. So relate, how I relationship, and what I do with myself and allow through myself is what I'm going to see. Because everything's a mirror, It really is, at least in my understanding. And this is really fallout. This is really abstract. But I have been living the fruits of my labor pains, and I know that bliss is a reality. It really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I live a big portion of my life in absolute bliss. But as soon as I let myself believe that there is a perceptual other that can harm me, I'm screwed. But now in this week, when I saw this energy come towards me, and I realized I was just given an opportunity to see the opposite of love, And I saw it as such an oh, my God, I really think I got it now. So for me, to remove the blocks is the only objective that I have, because the more that I become clearly one with love, the more that I'll see the same in my reality. And we're in a very mm-hmm. hard time now as far as a world, the world conditions. I mean, I just walked into the grocery store for a second and there was the news on, and it was so hard because I don't look at television at all. And I was like, oh, my God, is this what's going on, you know? And it really is a nice place to be in. So people like you and I and those that are conscious, I mean, at least a little bit more conscious than the other perceptual others, I feel have an obligation to really stay in love, you know? So basically that's it, and that's what I wanted to do. And that song with you on Born Again was really about realizing that we have to be the love in order to see the love. And we have to really self-nurture and self, you know, identify and do introspection and realize that we have to change in order to see that happening in our world. And to be okay alone until mm-hmm. you realize that, until you really clear the field for you, you won't see the perfect image through your lover or your job or your, you know, geographic location or your world conditions, that you truly have to be clearly in love before you see that relationship manifest. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically what I wanted to do here for me, to stay aligned with who I think I've become in awareness, and then to open up and extend that through me and bring forth those aspects that are where I am. And as I said, I do have that one that I'm able to do that with, and I'm so grateful. Today in yoga, by the way, just by the way, I know you do your drumming and your dancing and all that funky stuff. If you really want to know what mm-hmm. kind of situation you're in as far as balance and blocks, do a yoga class. I've been doing yoga. I did it years ago, but I started doing it 4 days ago, and I'm telling you today, I sobbed in yoga because I saw, revelation became me. I saw everything. You know, I saw my strengths. I saw my weaknesses. And I would encourage anyone that really wants to get connected to what's going on, just take some yoga classes. You know, the Zumba is wonderful. The drumming is wonderful because it's venting and it's, you know, vibratory. Mm-hmm. But when you do yoga, man, you start seeing what's going on as far as how close you are to a clear state. So that's it. And so what else do we do now, Iggy?
Well, what else we do? We do what we do best. We talk about the things we know, right?
Right.
And that's what we've been doing. Today's been kind of a strange day for me, you know. I kind of woke up a little fussy, a little, I don't know, angry with myself, obviously, but just kind of, you know, playing out, you know, that shadow side of myself that, you know, I don't like to see most of the time, but I also needed to, you know, acknowledge it too and say, hey, you know what, I love you, you know, shadow side, because, you know, you need to express yourself too as well. And I can't just stuff you down there and say and act like nothing's down there, you know, like you don't exist. So that's kind of what my day was like. And eventually I put some comedy on and laughed a little bit and worked my way out of it. But, yeah, that's where I was a little bit today, Amanda.
That's so important because for me, and this is like the last couple of months, I've come to the awareness that the shadow is okay, and that if we don't mm-hmm. let it be, it's gonna come up and haunt us anyway, you know. So we might as well just let it be. And that's what came to me about the certainty of being okay with me, and that it doesn't really matter what you think of me anymore. And what I mean by that is that if I'm authentically who I am, and it may seem harsh to the aspect of me that's watching me, I'm sorry. But that's how I feel right now. And I have a right to express mm-hmm. myself. You know? And when you get to that point that you realize that everything is you showing you anyway, that you kind of got to laugh, which is, like you said, you go back to the comedy because you realize that all this performance and all this staging that's going on is just you showing you how close you are to the truth or how far you are away from it, you know? And mm-hmm. so you that, you kind of thank the messengers, you kind of thank the stalkers, you kind of thank the lovers, you kind of thank the creepy part of reality. But the fact of the matter is that it's okay to say, you know, fuck you once in a while. And I know that sounds really harsh for a number of love, but I really mean that. You know, I'm tired of being, and somebody sent me this last night. It was so beautiful. It was about, you know, it was very, very shamanistic in that it was about the primal female who kind of really feels she's got to be beautiful and she's got to perform and she's got to sound a certain way and she's got to make everything better. She's got to clean up the mess and she's got to cook the food. She's got to make love to the man. And really, you know, she gets down deep and dirty when she does her life. I mean, there's nothing that this female Ananda can't do. You know, I've lived a fully actualized life where I didn't let anything get in the way. And how dare I impose upon myself this mandatory state of condition that you've got to act a certain way to be loved, you know? And we do that as females. You know, we raise the kids. We get, you know, we get the good side. We get the bad side. And so this poem that came to me, it just blew me away because it's really how I feel. You know, mm-hmm. I feel that I'm good no matter what. I know who I am. I know what I've done to help help my children be who they are and to help just me be better at being better, you know, being who I am. So, but that shadow that you were talking about, I worked on that for a very long time. You know, I was, you know, an ender of love, blissed out for 15 years and giggling, and that was wonderful. But there was a lot of me that I wasn't allowing to be revealed because I was afraid that if I showed you the harshness, if I showed you my strength, if I showed you my whatever, that you weren't going to love me.
Hmm.
So the spiritual ego, like, you know, I think you talked about Elaine Dyer, is really another sense of BS because, you know, we got to be authentic. That's what we're here to be. We're here to be authentically who we are. And so, you know.
Absolutely.
Good for you that you put that awesome inspiration on your website today. Because mm-hmm. as soon as I saw it when I got in the house, I said, "Oh my God, I feel exactly that way." You know, and so I was glad that you were right head on when I asked you for it. Like it's beautiful. Anyway, so are there any callers?
You don't have any callers on right now, but that's kind of normal. You know, we're back on track with our new show here with you. But getting time to... I have a question for you. So do you think people are actually teachers to other people?
I think that everybody in our perception of reality is our teacher, you know?
Okay.
Why do people get triggered by
that?
Well, I told my lover today he's my grandmaster, and you know what he is? Because he brings up everything in me that's hidden. Everything. And to me, my God, I mean, I want to bow to that because I want to wake up. You know, we're Sagittarians. We're higher thought. We don't want to play around in the little world. We don't want to play, move the coins around. We want the answers. If you think I'm full of shit, I want you to tell me. If you think I'm doing wrong, tell me. So, I mean, my world, if you really sit with a little book, or I say that in the metaphorical awareness that I do in that little a daily evaluation book that I have, or it's like a little workbook. If you carry a book around with you all day, a little textbook, and you have your little notepad, and you have a pen with you, and you observe your day, you will be shown exactly what's happening inside you. So if somebody is here knowing that, if I know that everything's showing me who I am, then I welcome it. I welcome you, Charleston, calling this show tonight because my body's shook. My body is not done with that, you know. My body's not done with that part of me that wants in when I don't want it in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. Thank you, teacher. Now, does that mean that I have to dwell on that lesson? No, it's personal. I can take it. I can say and hang up the phone. Or you can say to the person that just told you, you know, you're not a good person, thank you. You know, and that's what the Course in Miracles says, basically. That person is your savior because it's showing you the blocks to love. And the one that's the harshest, the one that's, you know, the closest to us, that brings up all the stuff, is our best teacher, because it's the one that's showing us the main block to love. So why do people resist?
Right.
Why do you resist it? Why do you think you resist it?
Well, you know, it's not that I resist it. Sometimes I just wonder why other folks maybe resist it when I mentioned it. I mentioned it to a friend, and they took it kind of wrong. They took it, you know, almost like I was imposing my beliefs on them, you know. And so, and it took me a moment to kind of figure that out.
That's only yourself out, because even that friend doing that is showing you you're not absolutely certain that that's what's going on, because everything in my world is showing me what I believe. So even like, I'm alone. I do a lot of aloneness. Like, the show is probably going to be very few people, like it has been, because I do not live in the society that believes they are perceptual others. I know that Iggy is an aspect of me. I know that the one caller that called is an aspect of me. So the more that you align to that truth, the more you realize that you are it. Then that perceptual other that's saying you're not in integrity or you're forcing your beliefs on me is only you telling you that, you know, you really don't have it yet. Because if you have it yet, he can't show up to challenge you, you know? So that,
you
to
know,
me
that,
is like, go ahead.
Yeah, and I wasn't triggered by it. Personally, myself, I wasn't, but I could see that they were triggered. So it was, like, interesting. I was like, wow, I'm not upset and mad, but you're upset and mad. But obviously, you're reflecting back to me something that maybe I'm not expressing in my own self. It was just really, it was really
awesome.
Cool dynamics to watch, you know.
Awesome. You got it. That's exactly it. And, you know, when my lover said to me, and he taught me that there is no other, and that's, you know, Vedic. That's from the Upanishads. I mean, this is like the oldest teaching. There is, you know, true happiness, true joy comes to from the understanding that there is no other. So, I mean, can you wrap your head around that? Can you really believe that your wife is you? Could you believe that the guy at the gas station that, you know, is dirty and disgusting is you? And
yeah,
I
believe that.
Right. It's me and you. Because in this moment, all that's occurring is an outpicturing of what I feel and what I believe. So I can't turn the television on. I'm in most of the time, which I said to you guys last Monday. I mean, I do aloneness. I mean, I was in almost a month and a half in darkness in my introspective mind, and I did not want the outside, because that's what outside in my world, because I needed to self-realize. You know, how many people would say they want to do that, you know? And it's not that I'm better. It's just that for whatever reason, I've come into reality with the intent to awaken to the pure state of love, you know? And many others have. They're not in my perceptual reality, at least not now, you know? So anyway, the point is that in your profession, you know, you do restaurants and you feed people, you know? What's the metaphor for that? I mean, what is that telling you about you? What are you here to do? What's your dharma this lifetime?
Feeding people. Well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of ironic what I do. I mean, I feed people in many different ways, I guess. Literally through sustenance, or literally through, you know, spoken word, through drum, through song. I'm doing what I'm already doing, very naturally.
Right. So that is your dharma. Your dharma is to feed, and the only true food is truth, is love. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go through the evolution of experience to get to the ultimate, which is love. Once you become conscious, you can't deny it was only love you were doing all along. But until you get, you actually think you got to walk the steps of university and then, you know, career, and then marriage, and then children, and then whatever. But in all along, your only purpose as Iggy was to be the giver of love. You know?
Absolutely.
So that's what I do. I want to save aspects of me, the space and time, to understand that it isn't about what you do, it's about what you feel. It isn't about you know, reaching outside for anything. It's about bringing forth through you what you feel. And for me, like I say all the time, the giver is within. It's not about anything outside of me. I am the receptive female, and the giver is the better nature, or the higher self, or God, or universal intelligence. But it's personal. And when I allow mm-hmm. it to give me, now I'm fed. And when I'm fed, my world is fed. And I said that to Rosa the other night. I mean, it's very powerful. It's not about giving out. It's about receiving and then emanating. That's the giving. Mm-hmm. What you said is natural for you. You know, you mm-hmm. just kind of be it. And that is living authentically. That's why everybody wants to be around you, because they want to mm-hmm. dance and sing and celebrate love and life. And if not for that, truly, why are we here? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So share some more about...
I just do it naturally, and I don't really force it. It took me a while to be myself, you know, but little by little, you know, you have to find your own little bliss, your own little corner of the world. And now here I am, talking to myself.
And it is your corner of the world. It is your universe. You are the master of the universe. I mean, my kids in the 80s, you know, they play with Masters of the Universe. That was them being told who they are, you know? And all the little fancy, you know, scumbag and whoever it was were all aspects of them, you know, playing mm-hmm. like it was. And that's the truth. We are all masters of our own reality. And we can assume a state of fear and then see terrorists all over. We can assume a state of you know, abundance and see money and whatever that resonates as for me. Or we can just be love and no, don't name it. You know, just be love. Be authentically receptive to receiving love. And that's what this whole Great Awakening is now, is because we all really need to remember that it is about being the innocent child of God, to be the receptor of the universal satellite that has an infinite field of potential that wants to be born through each and every one of us. And each mm-hmm. one is separate, I call it Dharma because it really is in our life expression. Our creative force, our goblet, is perfectly shaped to bring in the waters that will bring forth the jewels that we are, or the tapestry that we're going to see in the world. And, you know, for some it might be, you know, what you do, which is shamanism and bringing forth the music and the vibration of the sun or the earth. And for me, it might be just fall in love and bring forth that sacred union that's going to impact my world with only love. And it is a personal relationship. But it is so important for me to realize that it isn't any more about the doing. It is about the being. Because what I be is what I will see.
That's correct.
Very powerful. Very, very powerful. So it's 8:14.
Yeah.
I could talk forever, Iggy. I mean, you know, it's
you
only me that I'm talking to.
We got 15 minutes to go, so we'll keep talking.
I'm only talking to me. I'm only talking to an aspect of me.
Talk to yourself.
I don't understand. Well, it's all I do anyway. That's why I laugh. You know, I think, you know, I walk into a room and I'm, you know, the other night they had a really amazing, I had, because there's no day, super awesome blues band at my son's place, which is another friggin', I wish you could be here just to see what this guy has done. He's just an amazing human being, you know, that he has this aspect of me, my second born, has a restaurant that was tiny, now it's huge, and it's like everybody wants to be there. There's music every night. It's like so me, you know. Anyway, so I show up at this restaurant and this blues band, and I gotta dance because that's what I do. And I'm thinking mm-hmm. to myself, my kids in the kitchen, my grandson, my, you know, my daughter-in-law, her family will probably think I'm out of my mind anyway, and I don't care because it's just me. But I realize that I'm dancing because it's me, you know. And and then like 2 minutes later, this woman comes up. She goes, "You're great now." I said, "Thank you." She starts dancing. And then like within 50, everybody's dancing. And I'm like loving it because I know that it's just me out pictured. But if I'm authentic, non-judgment, and I'm not really holding myself a prisoner to ideas that are right or wrong, and I just allow myself to be, what am I going to see? You know, what am I going to see back at me? I'm going to see the same. As soon as I put limitation or doubt or fear or you know, oh, God, he's going to judge me. Oh, she might. What's going to happen? I'm going to see that all around me. So it behooves me. Is that a right word? It behooves me to be authentically who I am. And if I want to dance, I'm going to dance. If I want to sing, I'm going to sing. And there'll be aspects of me that'll fall away and run out of the room or call me names. But if I'm really who I am in authenticity, the only thing that'll happen is me seeing me smiling back at me. You know? You said you saw that on the beach that day, you and your son, which I thought was really beautiful. I didn't notice it.
You know, that's why I dance too.
That's why you dance.
I start dancing and stuff because you know what? Number one, what goes through my mind is, well, you know, maybe somebody else wants to dance and just needs someone else to show, you know, courage and love and that it's okay. And really, I don't care if anybody cares or not. I just start dancing because I just love it. You know, it's a way to just express what's in my heart, and I just do. Just get lost.
And it's primal. And for me, you know, like I did the Zumba after I did the yoga, and the Zumba to me is like, it is so feminine. It's so, every woman out there in my perceptual world has to do Zumba. They have to. I mean, it is such a beautiful, feminine, receptive dance. It's like inviting the male in every moment, you know. And who is the male? The male is the part of you that wants to give you the world. It's in you, you know. And that's why the sacred rebirthing, the sacred union, which came to me, is really about, it's already there. All we have to do, you know, that's what Mary did. She was not a virgin. She had all kinds, at least in, this is in scripture, whether it's a metaphor or a person, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's very symbolic. She had other kids. She had sex. She wasn't a virgin. She became virgin in her spirit, in her mind, in her physical acceptance of allowing God to give her the Christ. And that Christ really is the kingdom. Because when we Christ, when we rebirth that sacred union, everything's there. I'm telling you that when I went visiting New York, and my lover was the one that picked me up, and we did New York. I'm telling you, it was magic. That wherever there was in Manhattan, where there's usually the honking cabs and the screeching, there was absolute peace. For the hour or so that we were there, driving around town, there was nothing that was anything but peaceful. That I actually, him and I coming together in divine love, stopped the traffic, stopped the horn, stopped the, you know, the crazy, chaotic mindset that we call Manhattan. And everything happened magically. And you couldn't deny it because you kept on seeing the symbols. You know, God's fingerprint. There it is again. There it is again. So, I mean, what if you really could be,
What was that again?
If you really could believe that you wanted to reunite, let's say, with the love nature, and you really could, what would your goal be if not that? You know?
Yeah, kind of reword that for me again, because somehow you kind of fades out on me for a second there.
All right. If you really believe that in you is the potential to bring forth that divine union, what other goal would you have?
Oh, I don't know.
You wouldn't have another. If you really
there's another goal. That's pretty powerful in itself.
And so when I know that, and I have no other objective then, other than to allow God to keep, or I say God, but I don't really even know if it's God anymore. And I don't even know, because I know that it's in me. So am I God? Yeah, I guess. But when I let the giver of all, which is what I love to call it, give me love, give me the peace, give me the joy, and I accept it, and then he incarnates as the male, the perfect male, and we spend time together, and it's absolute bliss. There can't be anything but that as an objective. And when you lose it, I'm telling you, the opposite is hell. The opposite is chaos, is disease, is fear. But when you come back together with that knowing that it is, I am, is my experience, and I am reuniting with the beloved within, and then he is, or then she is, depending on what you're looking for in reflection. I mean, does this make sense, or am I just babbling? Does it make sense, or am I babbling?
You're still there?
Yes. Does it make sense what I shared?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's kind of refreshing to, you know, hear compared to what I was listening to today, you know, your message. I feel a lot better.
So then the only thing that we need to do is ever go within and simply surrender to that which desires to be born through us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll know if it's happening if we see it. If we don't see it, we just need to be still. And important to me is that breath idea, because when I breathe instead of speak, instead of act, when I consciously breathe, it changes everything.
Yeah.
You know?
So a lot, a lot to learn.
So when I sit and I just allow myself to breathe, but consciously, and if I need to speak, count the breath. You know, count the breath until, when you're counting the breath, you can't be distracted. There can't be interference patterns. And another thing that I found out, which I absolutely adore, I don't know where I heard it, but there would be no fighting and no anger and no fear if you salivate. If you put liquid in your mouth before you respond to anyone, and if it's an outside thing, no, I don't know what it is, but the point is, as soon as you put liquid in your mouth, it sustains you. It takes you out of fear.
Okay.
So I carry water constantly.
Yeah, yeah.
I could have saved myself so much trouble just by drinking water. So anyhow, that's basically it. And hopefully next time we'll have an opportunity to work with parts of me. Or maybe I'm just so clear and you're so clear we don't need to do anything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to bring anybody on the show.
If they come on, they come on. I guess we didn't have to hear other versions of ourselves tonight except for our versions.
It's all good. It really is. So did you gain anything from what I shared today?
No, absolutely nothing.
Oh,
yeah.
Nah.
What'd you say?
That really sucks.
No, I got a lot out of it. Actually, I got a lot out of it because, you know, I was really feeling in a weird, funky place today. And I usually don't get in a weird, funky place, but when I get there, there's a reason. And I was really looking forward to listening to you, to listen to myself through you, you know, because, you know, it's one of those things that it took me a long time to understand that, you know, other people are reflecting and saying things that you need to really hear on what you. And it's just very powerful. Glad you're back on Insights with us, because I get to heal more and get to listen to more of your wisdom and the universe working through its magic through you, which I love it.
Let me tell you something. I know that the answer is within. I know that there's nothing that we need to move outside of ourselves, to change outside of ourselves, to bring in outside of ourselves. We are absolutely alchemical entities. We can transform anything.
Yeah.
And that
and very
means
quickly.
that creepy person that's pointing at us. It doesn't matter, you know.
Right.
And when we realign and go back into the dance, I mean, I love that about Gurdjieff. You know, he was all about the dance, and I love that. Mm-hmm. I kind of think at the point that he was really connected to me, or I'm into that energy on some level, because even though my life was about theater and all that, I never danced. I choreographed. But now that I dance, it's like I don't want to do nothing. It's so beautiful, and you know that because you dance, and even you know the drumming, anything with music, you know, anything with music, it moves me. So beautiful. So we have 4 minutes left. So how should we part tonight? As if it's parting.
Usually we just say something in closing, and then we move on our ways and go back to our different parts of the world and share what we shared tonight, and let's do that. I'll let you share. Close it up. It's your show.
What I did was I just found something here that I wrote the other day that is really cool. Let me just see if it's here. All right, and maybe this wasn't what I shared. Maybe somebody else shared it, but it didn't fill me anyway. All right, this is withdraw into yourself. I don't even know what it is, I'm going to say it. Withdraw into yourself and look, and if you do not find yourself beautiful yet, act as does the creator of a statue that is to be made beautiful. He cuts away here, he smooths there, he makes this line lighter, this other purer, until a lovely face has grown upon his work. So do you also cut away all that is excessive, straighten all that is crooked, bring light to all that is overcast, labor to make all one glow of beauty, and never cease chiseling your statue until there shall shine out on you from it the godlike splendor of virtue. Until you shall use, let me just see, where is the best of it? Until you shall use the perfect goodness surely established in the stainless shine, never did I see the sun unless it had first, oh no, I'm losing it, wait a minute. Until it had first become unlike, and never can the soul have vision of the first beauty unless itself be beautiful. And that's Plantinus. So I think that's perfect. And what about you? What do you want to say?
Well, I want to say what I began with. Do no harm, but take no shit. That's my new saying. I think I'm going to like that one.
Thank you so much, Angel, for being an important aspect of my life, and thanks for being my brother, because, you know, you're the only brother I have.
Well, you're my sister. I have a lot of sisters, you know.
Well, you're more rich than I. Okay.
But you're one sister that is really connected to my heart. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. And you have a beautiful night, and my love to your family.
You, too. We'll see you next week at 7:30.
Baby, I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you, too. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show tonight. We hope you enjoyed it. That was our first episode of the Love Channel, teachings of Santa Chit Ananda of Love. Okay, she did a great show. We did have a little technical difficulties in the beginning, so I will talk to everybody next week. Our next show, will be Friday. It's Motto at Midnight, and hopefully we'll see you there. And then we'll see you again on Mondays. Much love. Take care. Like I said, do no harm.